The Wrestling Bad Guys. The Wrestling Podcast.
It's cooking.
The Wrestling Podcast.
And that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold sets it.
The first ever episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thanks for all of you who have been listening, download the podcast. Thank you a lot. Definitely, I thank you a lot. So, the Slammies are coming up, and I would like to talk about that. Well, we are going to talk about it. So, next week on Raw, it's going to be the Slammies. And personally, I hope I don't go to sleep by it. I hope it doesn't put me to sleep. So, yeah, let's get down to things. So the first one, the Superstar of the Year. Shawn Michaels. We have John Cena, Randy Orton, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, The Big Show, and Brock Lesnar. Why Brock Lesnar is in there? No clue. If I had to choose, I'm going with Daniel Bryan or CM Punk, cause the girls, whoever voted, would vote for CM Punk more, or John Cena, but I'm going Daniel Bryan on a wrestling standpoint. But what if Daniel Bryan won and Shawn Michaels giving Daniel Bryan the award? How would that work? Like, would that be a story or something? Because that would be totally awesome to see how that goes. Next is the Diva of the Year. Presenter Eve. Is Eve still in the WWE? I have no clue. We got AJ Lee, the Bella Twins, the Funkadactyls, Natalia, Caitlyn, and the one and only Eva Marie. I think should not even be in it, but I'm just giving this to AJ Lee. Yeah. Double Cross of the Year. Presenters the Shield. What? Shield presenting someone with an award? Okay, anyway. We have Triple H, Pedigree, Zane, Bryan, allowing Randy Orton to win the WWE Championship at SummerSlam. You have Shawn Michaels, Super Kicks, Daniel Bryan to Hell in a Cell. Mark Henry fringes his retirement before attacking Cena. Paul Heyman betrays CM Punk, got Money in the Bank. And I am giving this to Mark Henry faking his retirement. That was a beautiful segment. I think one of the greatest segments on Raw this year. So, yeah. Match of the Year, presenter, Bret the Hitman Hart. Yes. So we have The Undertaker versus CM Punk at WrestleMania 29. The CM Punk got his ass whooped very badly. And next is John Cena versus The Rock. Yeah, The Rock. Next is the Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns at Battleground. Every time I hear the word Battleground, it's put me to sleep. Next is Triple H versus Brock Lesnar at Extreme Rules. What? How is that match even there? Like, I think CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar SummerSlam is a much, much better match than this. Like, really. Like, this is even close. But I'm gonna give this to... I'm gonna give this to CM Punk versus The Undertaker. That match had me so electrified. Just I saw the streak almost end 7 times, but if that wasn't there, I would say Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. On a wrestling standpoint, that was like one good thing that came out of Battleground. Next is Insult of the Year. Presenter The Miz. You have Stephanie McMahon insults The Big Show. AJ goes off on the Total Divas. Paul Heyman's insult towards CM Punk. Seth calls her as insults. And I'm gonna go with AJ goes off on the Total Divas. I just picked one for this. It was already Stephanie McMahon insults The Big Show. That. So I just went with AJ goes off on it. Anyway, LOL moment of the year. Presenters Road Dogg and Billy Gunn. And you have The Rock concert at the 20th anniversary of Raw. Vicky Guerrero is as a Raw general manager, and I don't think that should even be there. Then a Sonny shows up on JBL, Michael Cole, and Zeb Coulter. On SmackDown, the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal tried to charm Santino. What? Yeah, let's take that out. I'm not even reading that, but I'm gonna give this to the Rock concert at the 20th anniversary of Raw, because I actually laughed. Next is the Extreme Moment of the Year. Presenter Mick Foley. The Shield Triple performing The Undertaker on SmackDown. Ryback spears Cena to the LED lights board at Extreme Rules. Punk exacts vengeance on Paul Heyman at Hell in a Cell. The Wyatts crush Kane at SummerSlam. This is a very hard one. Well, I'm gonna give this to the Shield triple bombs The Undertaker on SmackDown. Why? Because Shield are a bunch of newbies and triple bombing The Undertaker. And they still didn't get the push that they needed. Like, But anyway, I'm just going to give that. John Cena versus Ryback Spin. John Cena should be LED lights board. Nah. Although it was extreme, John Cena get up 5 minutes after. Because he's Super Cena. Nah. What the Wyatt's Crush Kane at SummerSlam was also awesome. I actually love that. Anyway, Fan Partition Award presented the primetime players, the primetime pukers. Fandango in Yes, Yes, Yes. Let's go, Cena. Cena sucks. What's up? Oh man, this is a very, very hard one. But since Dan Bryan has the whole year, I'm gonna give it to him. He's been on fire this year. I'll also say, let's go, Cena. Cena sucks, because I love that chant. So that's all we have time for. So see you next time on the Wrestling Podcast.